Moving forward, the Panthers want to do just that. Move the ball down the field.
It is Stewart, yeah. Up the middle, Stone.
Right now, the Panthers' running game isn't living up to its lofty standards.
Toss sweep to the strong side, all the receivers, but the Eagles shook all the blockers and put Stewart down a 5-yard loss.
And the hope is, with a little extra time this week, they can get it in gear.
You know, we missed some blocks. We just flat out missed some blocks. You know, we could call something different, but based on what we did call, we should execute a little bit better than we did. We missed some, and we've got to get those things shored up. We really do. It wasn't as bad, I think, as it's being made out to. You know, we had some negative plays, but we also rushed for just under 100 yards. And so we had chances, I think, to be productive.
Sometimes it's best to take a close look at what teams are doing against you and find out exactly why it's working.
Here's an example of the Panthers' zone read play, a staple in this offense. The Eagles drop 7 into the box. By the numbers, the Panthers down 5 can only block 5 of the Eagles' box players. No more, no less. On the backside, the Eagles' end does a good job of staying square and slow playing the read, shuffling down the line to close off the run. That allows their linebacker to exchange gaps and flow outside to stop Newton if he pulls. Newton is forced to give, and the unblocked defender makes the tackle for a minimal gain. The hope is Panthers coaches and players will make the necessary adjustments to counter this style of in-your-face defense and run the ball.
Cuts left, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, touchdown.
This is Mike Kraft for Panthers.com.